In Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel continues to face criticism and protests. His job approval rating has fallen to 18%, and 51% of Chicagoans think he should step down.
The mayor apologized this week for how he's handled the shooting death of a black 17-year-old, Laquan McDonald, by a white police officer. The city released that video of the shooting late last month, 13 months after McDonald was killed. Since then, there have been almost daily protests. Malcolm London is a poet and activist with the Black Youth Project BYP 100 in Chicago. He was arrested in a protest right after the video was released, although the charges against him were later dropped. Malcolm, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I assume that you are one of those people who believes that Mayor Emanuel should resign.
Yes, absolutely.
And why is that?
Well, I don't think he will actually do that, but I think he himself and as you're seeing in Chicago, a few other people that are deciding to resign is because they failed the, you know, Chicago people. They failed the public by, one, doing what is illegal by covering up these recent police shootings. And so after that, I don't think you deserve to continue to sit at the helm of Chicago.
But there's no evidence at this point that Emanuel specifically, purposefully covered up the police shooting, is there?
No, but if you're the mayor of this city, something like this does not go under your nose without you having a whiff of it. And I think the people know that and believe that, and that's why they're calling for his resignation.
Well, are you satisfied with the fact that he has fired the police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, announced the creation of this task force on police accountability, and personally apologized for his handling of the Laquan McDonald case in that news conference this week?
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of apologizing to do for as many people have been killed by police this, you know, in the past however long he's been the mayor. You know, there's already another case on Ronald Johnson where in which the police officer isn't even going to be charged, even though on the dash cam tape they shot him in the back. And I think it's too late. Myself and other young organizers in the city have met with the mayor long before in the spring and in the early summer, asking for these same things: to fire Dante Servin, to fire Superintendent McCarthy, to, you know, have community control over the policing in a real way, to change and demand a participatory city budget, which the public has the power to defund the Chicago Police Department. We've been asking for these things, and it isn't until he looks embarrassed and is afraid of bad press that he begins to listen to the people, and it's already too late.
But do you think that if he were to go, that would solve the problem in Chicago? It sounds like it's got a lot deeper roots than one person, and he's only been in power for a matter of years.
Absolutely. I think for me as an organizer, even the firing of Gary McCarthy or the resignation of Anita Alvarez or Mayor Rahm Emanuel is just a demonstration of power for the people to realize that they have it, to say that, you know, when you want to get things done, that you can. Of course, this problem is rooted historically in, you know, long histories of complex racism and whether explicit or not, the history of policing, police culture, you know, the criminalization of black people, that history is long before Rahm Emanuel. But I think he's a big symbol and an unapologetic one up until now for the things that he does and the restriction of resources that are given to south and west sides of the city, that and now people are fed up. And so, of course, now I don't think it'll solve the issue by firing one mayor. There's a lot of mayors to fire in this country if we're going to begin to really reverse the effects of institutional racism and poverty and policing. But, you know, I think it is a good step to show the people that if you're tired of someone, you can call for their resignation.
How did you get involved in this movement? How did you decide to go to the point where you actually were arrested for protesting?
Yeah, well, when I got arrested, I didn't plan on it at all. But I think for me, it's always been, I grew up on the west side of Chicago. I went to school on the north side of the city in Lincoln Park. And I think my where I was politicized was on the number 66th Avenue bus, where I began to see in a city like Chicago that is extremely segregated. Once you pass a certain viaduct in this city, the grass gets greener, the buildings get taller, and the homicide rate vanishes. And where I went to school looked a lot different than where I lived. And it wasn't that I believed anyone near where I went to school deserved any less, but it only occurred to me that I had not enough, and which began the work of trying to balance the scale to give this city some real equity. And in that discovering, you realize how really messed up it is, you know, frankly, for the city and for the country and really for the world. There's a lot of work to do, but I believe it can change, and I have to believe it can change. Otherwise, I'd be probably a really sad person.
That's Malcolm London, who is a poet and activist with the Black Youth Project, BYP 100 in Chicago. He and others have called on Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign. Malcolm, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.